not behavior in such intense and such confidential such. That should be the attitude of a real devotee. They will appreciate my service. No, you come, you take the position of Acharya. And he said, no, I am afraid of taking the position, because so many will come to give me respect of Guru and God. I won't be able to digest. So forgive me, I can't take the position of the Acharya. That is very dangerous to play the part of God. Acharyam mam vijaniya, the disciples will gather and they will treat me as they treat the Godhead himself. Most dangerous for me, forgive me, I don't think myself fit for the position. There is possibility of being led astray. Very dangerous position. No, no, you will have to do by order of your Guru. You have to, and by His grace, no pratishtha kankha will touch you. I say, you will have to take this. Of course, then if you order me what to do, but please protect me, sir. Protect me from the fascination that will come in your name, and I shall devour that in full in my own stomach. What will come for you, and I will devour. Most dangerous. Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Gaudhari bol, Rai Gaudhari bol. The negative characteristic of the potential nature always should be maintained, that I am nothing. Whatever I am to do on your behalf, your strength, your inspiration, your delegation must come within me to do your service. That's a negative. I am nothing. But you are everything. By your grace, I may do anything and everything. But independent of that, I have no value. This sort of consciousness should be always. Gaur hari bol, na prema gandhasti garabhi me haru, krandami shaubhagya bharam prakashitam. Vamsi vilasya nanalokanam vina, vivadmi jat prana patanga kanvita. Radharani says that people at large say that I have got some black name connection, black connection with Krishna. But I think I am not so much fortunate that I may have that connection with Krishna. They are simply abusing me. But if I could get that, I thought myself to be the possessor of the highest fortune. Krishna Kalankini. The people say, but I can't feel myself of that high standard, that crossing the social and the scriptural law, I have my connection regarded towards Krishna. That high faith, the highest type of faith, Krishna connection at the cost, at the risk of anything and everything, in the good name and good fame. For years, years, all crossed, and only Krishna, that is what of the highest position. But I fear that I have not attained to such stage of Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Your attitude is like that always. I am nothing. He is everything. I am nothing.
Nidai Gaur Gadadha, Nidai Gaur Gadadha. Nidai Gaur Gadadha, Nidai Gaur Gadadha.
Alright.
Yes.
Sometimes we meet people who have a system where the guru tells the disciple what is his rasa and what is his service to Krishna. One of our god brothers asked our Srila Prabhupada about this, and he said that this is not bona fide. That the spiritual master doesn't tell
the disciple. Yes, I'm coming.
But
what did he say? Sometimes guru asks the disciple to serve him.
No, a siddha pranali sambandhi uni jigasa kochan. Siddha pranali she padatiti kina. Siddha pranali we ekadas lakan she sambandhi amre ki vichar.
I have not come to that stage. Guru Maharaj repeatedly asked me, Pujala Raghapatha Gaurava Bhangi. That is still to be attained. But only through the scriptures, what faint we have from distant and with fearful way we have studied. That is to be left above. We don't venture to come in direct analysis of these things. That is to be kept above. That is there. We don't want to be atheist overnight. Like this Lalita Prasad and this Hiranyagarbha. Not so easy thing. First, conversion, wholesale, to Krishna consciousness, that is Krishna service, that must be finished. Wholesale conversion, transformation, by cultivating Krishna consciousness. Every atom of mind, physical, mental, spiritual body should be converted into that. Then the specification, the differentiative higher Madhura Rasa service distribution will be possible to enter into that domain. Otherwise it will be, one will fall into this mundane world. It will be very cheap to them. It will be such a crime, such an evil tendency will be created against that, that it will be very difficult to achieve in one's life, a life together, abroad. So it is not curiosity, rather it is atheism, we shall say. Theism it is, and I shall get in time. The environment is conscious of me, and that will come to help me there. I am a theist, not atheist. That today I want, otherwise I won't have it. And what we are doing, this will promote me there. No, if I miss, I am gone. Whatever I am doing at present, that is nothing. We are not of that type. We have got to us. What we are doing in this stage, that is also fetching very high value. We are confident, we have experience. That it is also very high value. And that highest value, that is not very cheap. I shall get, if I can work successfully here, that will come down to me. Like all will come down naturally. Our Guru Maharaj has remarked about all those things very seriously. It is atheistic, according to our consideration, to jump only to that. Then I shall finish that. Oh, everything I have known, it is nothing. It's all imagination, a kind of imagination. It is actual realization, like day, like sun, it will come. Balaji Maharaj's remark that the lady, the daughter says to the mother, when I shall give birth to my child, please awake me. Otherwise, when sleeping, perhaps I may give birth to my child. Then the experienced mother says, no, I shall have to not to arouse you, to make you awake. You will awake me. you will rouse me from slumber. It is of such nature. Babaji Maharaj, Gaudeshwar Babaji Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Baba Guru Maharaj, he remarked to one imitation Babaji this way. This is not an such thing of imagination, it is reality. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Is Akhayananda Maharaj yet? No.
Akhayananda Maharaj, he is taking care of some devotees who are sick in the Blue House.
Sick?
Two devotees are sick, they have malaria. So he's taking care of them.
Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Parisevana has come today.
Eh?
Parisevan. He has come today.
He has come.
Yes. Ekane takte chaichane kan.
Oh. Okay. You all create some engagement and program for your preaching campaign and engage yourself according to your capacity and your object, your aim. Value me, Hare Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari. Radharanya Maharaj, is he here?
No.
Here.
Yes, I'm here.
Then what about your that land?
Today
some structure, some room should be prepared.
This morning we're going with Govinda Maharaj and the mystery.
So as hardly as possible, some sort of shelter should be constructed there. Gaur Hari Gaur, and to start with your own program of Krishna consciousness. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, that is according to the adjustment of your own capacity. Gaur Hari Gaur, you know it best. What way to begin this service? Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Prakash, Jai Tirtha Maharaj, he has removed the burden from his shoulder and he says that I shall stay peacefully without any worry and study something here. No responsibility. But when with the free responsibility of a student, I shall pass some days here. That is his present.
clear of his body, the disciples. Gold Hari Bol, Gold Hari Bol, Gold. In a way, he has defeated them doubly.
Doubly, yes. Yes, this morning we were speaking. Twice he has defeated them.
He has defeated them. That I am not one with you. I am after something more. And what you are aspiring after, the clash is not there. The point of clash with you is not there, what you think to be, not competition, in the same plane. But I am after something else, transcending who, which you think me to be. So another stroke on their head. Don't consider me to be one of you. That should not be allowed to be so much misconceived way. It must be cured of misconception, disease. Ramchandra was requested to take possession of the throne, not only by the people, relatives, their own, for whom the throne was reserved, including him, Bharat also. But Ramchandra had no charm. He had his charm for the truth. Oh, my father might not have pronounced through his lips that I am to be banished by his obligation to my stepmother. But I am his son, I am his heir. I must clear my father from his debt to my stepmother. So I must go to forest. And others, no, you must get on the throne. Well, no. I am only not heir of the throne, but I am also heir to carry out the debt, clear the debt of my father. I am heir. So I must take the risk of clearing the debt of my father towards my stepmother. I must go to forest. Father may not speak it through his lips due to his intense affection for me. He could not speak. But it is my duty, I think, that I must keep the words of my father, what he gave to my stepmother. So I must go to the forest. But others are madly requesting, no, give some delegation and you come to take the throne. But no, where is delegation? When one is unfit to do a particular this duty, he may appoint a delegation. Otherwise, when he is fit to perform the duty, delegation not one meant for that case.
কত বাজল নটা I began early morning with him, so I am tired also. So I take leave of you. Gaur Hari Bol, go and take some prasadam. Anyhow, একজন গিয়ে তাকে ছেলেকে দেখানো দরকার ইমিডিয়েটলি এই ওকে বলতে হবে তো ছেলেটাকে নিমন্ত্রণ করে এলেও হয় যে তুমি ওখানে প্রসাদ পাবে এবং এই চুরি চুরি গিয়েছে সম্বন্ধে শুনবার জন্য মহারাজ ডেকেছেন এই বলে একটা ছেলেকে কাউকে পাঠিয়ে দেন কে যাবে সবই তো এদিকে ব্যস্ত যার মতন এক যদি যেতে পারে মুকুন্দবাবু ভাগবতী পরীক্ষা দ্যার ইজ এ সেইং দ্য কলার্স আর স্টেটেড কলার্স আর হ্যাভ গট দ্যার টেস্ট ইন দি ভাগবতম সুবলকে Oh, there is one saying like this, that the scholars are tested when they come to understand the instructions of Bhagavatam. That Bhagavat does not allow the scholars to pass their time in idle talks. Bhagavat gives a call to all the scholars that service is necessary, not imaginary speculation is the be all and end all of life, but seva, service. That is the criterion by which one's improvement or development is to be measured. Jnana sunna bhakti, the end of scholarship. The scholarly speculation, that is not the end of life. Theoretical life is no life. Life is practical. But only not for your own interest, but for the interest of God. But for the interest, karmanneva adhikarasti, ma phalishu kadachana. The result is with the Lord. The fruit is with Him, and the work is with you. And only in that case it is, can be service. Everything would be service. Even murder may be service. Hanumanji murdered many, Arjun, Krishna, Shiv murdered. We find Haktar Simao Loka Annohanti Nolo. But that murder is not ordinary murder. Ordinary murder. So we have to take it in that way. And ISKCON has conceived it very properly at this time. Anything, up to anything. This is the general way. But Mahaprabhu did not approve that. Tanada Vishunichi, you know. He gave another. Another was the Sunich and the Swahishnu. That in different stages to Arjuna, it was in Kshatriya Dharma, it was necessary. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the same Gita if delivered to Uddhava, Uddhava did not begin, though Kshatriya, he did not, could not begin fighting, but he should go to the Himalaya for Krishna consummation. According to Nodhi Vedam Janai, Dugganam Karmasangina. The Kshatriya mentality may go that side. But Mahaprabhu has ordered Dinada Vishwinikena Taruga Vishwishnana. Don't give any opposition to anyone, but silently tolerate all forms of opposition coming to you, and give offer respect to others, and don't want respect for you, for yourself. With this attitude, you go on with kirtan, spreading the name, the glory of the Lord. That will be the most effective to take us to there. And the surrender should be at the bottom, at the very foundation, and the Lord will come to do on behalf the whatever will be necessary after that. That should be your way, and not the Hanuman or Arjuna or others. In this bhajan, what I give you instruction, it is not of that. Not of that type. This is of this type. This is embracing rather Sattva-guna, not of Raja and Tamo-guna activity here. And this Naam Bhajan. So Vidyavatam Bhagavati Pariksha. It does not mean that if you are threatened with some danger, you will shirk from your Sankirtan. But go on Sankirtan, disarmed. Disarmed only having your faith in God. He is the protector. He will do necessary things. Mahaprabhu did not stop Sankirtan, but he vigorously went with Sankirtan party and disarmed, approached to the Kaji, who came to disturb. But that was managed. No disturbance came to him. So, not only by armament and violence we shall approach the enemies of Sankirtan. But at the same time we must not stop by must not be cowed down thereby and leave Sankirtan and prachar, preaching. We should not stop according to as much as possible in a gentle way. We must go ahead. We must stop. Neither we shall accept any violence. Let the God's wish may be done. His will. That should be our attitude. We don't leave the battlefield. At the same time, we must not be violent. Go on preaching kirtan in a modest way. And if anything comes, of course, we have to tolerate that. When I heard in the present Chaitanya Chandrabhai Mott, some attack came from outside in Dol Purnima time. Swamiji Maharaj was there present. He sent a kirtan party outside, I was told. Do you know any of you? No. He asked the kirtan to go on kirtan, with kirtan on the road. They entered to disturb within the compound. And some scuffle was there. Some had also wound and blood shed also. Then Swami Maharaj asked them to go outside on the road with Sankirtan party, whole Kartap. And what attack come with you, faced bravely. And they did so. And then the attacking party with you went away. 5-6 in the beginning of that Chaitanya Chandra died much. Such thing happened there once. So we can't stop. We can't stop. But we must not be violently aggressive. But we shall go on with. Krishna will come to protect us with this. If we are doing in the right way, then of course he will come. Otherwise, whatever may be the fate, this is not a thing which I can dismiss immediately. And I can be a gentleman, ordinary gentleman, giving up all these troubles which come on the way of preaching. That should be the general attitude of us, as far as I have realized. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Hidai Gaur. When such troubles will come, so we are asked to be Sanadavi Suni Sarodha. Don't create any attitude which can invite opposition. Don't invite opposition. Sanadavi Suni, already your ways will be so much humble that it cannot invite opposition. Still the opposition comes, your attitude will be Tarul Vishwaishnuna, to forbear it to the extreme, just like a tree. It is cut down, its branches cut down, may not be watered, anything, but silently it is going on with its vitality. Tarul Vishwaishnuna, Amanina Manadena. Generally the heat comes from this limb and the pain. So you try to give honor to everyone, you know, one and all, as they deserve honor. And don't hanker for anyone, honor for yourself. Don't want any good name for you, that pratishtha. You are trying to do your service. And it has got no end, no satisfaction is possible. This is infinite character. Service of the infinite is also of infinite character. No room for satisfaction, self-satisfaction, that I have done so much service, that is not possible for a real servitor, because service of infinite character, it has no end. So, amanina manudino. I should honor. No, don't create any opposition in my, but give honor to all as much as possible. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari. While preaching, I and Madhav Maharaj at that time, first class Brahmachari, and talking with an SDO. Of course, he is very puffed up of his knowledge, of scholarship. I have read so many things, so many philosophies, 18 kinds of philosophy. I have studied all these things. I am trying to make him understand that to understand this divine philosophy, there is a particular process that is not merely intellectualism, it's something more, but you won't hear. Then told him, what a slave of senses will understand philosophy, when he was persistently and tenaciously he was sticking to his own that blind statement, I had to speak like that. That what a slave of senses would understand philosophy. Then he was much infuriated and took off, got out of his chair and began to walk. And Madhamas told, perhaps he may come with his revolver. At ten past, at night, ten past already, in his own office room. We went, and when he so much infuriated, enraged, perhaps he may take out his revolver now. He stood for some time silently, and then silently walked out. There's one chance. And in Sylhet also, so many young men, they came to oppose our meeting there, but could not. The political leaders were criticized little drastically. I told that only those leaders, it is not land only for those leaders, but India has got also many other greater sons. The Vyas, Vasishtha, Jano, Jagyavalkya, and the Shankar, Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya Dev. This is their country also. And what they have told about the good of their country, we have to look for that. Only Subhas Bose, this political revolutionary leader, and Bankim Chatterjee, who gave the literature, supplied the literature for the revolutionary independence. So this is not the country only for those two sons. But there are other greater sons, and they are appreciated from the whole of the world. And what is their consideration, we have to discuss and understand that also. So, if you are child, and the Mahaprabhu's predecessors, they belong to this Sri Hatta. And the Gaudiya Math is taking message of the son of those that were inhabitants of Sri Hatta. So you should feel proud for that. And what do you do? What do you do? The Subhas Bose, that political revolutionary leader, he is attacked and everything is gone. What do you mean? Gradually they are dispersed. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. We should not create any disturbance. We should not be a party to create any violence. But in spite of our staying, our maintaining humility, if any violence comes, like a coward, we shall not run from this corner to another corner and background. We have to face humbly, thinking of our Lord. What can it do?
Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. When Mahaprabhu was preaching in the Andhra district, the one Buddhacharya, a big Buddhacharya, was defeated, and he managed, in the name of Prasadam, many nasty thing was covered under some food, and that was extended, that was given to Mahaprabhu, they have taken prasadam for you. But suddenly a big bird came and took that pot by his beak and fled. And these persons, they are enjoying
And then that plate, that plate, mineral plate, that fell in such a way on the head of that Acharya, Buddha Acharya, but he painted. He is almost dying, and then the disciples began to wail, and to cry, and he came to Mahaprabhu, what is this? How the bird can come and take and then hit our Acharya? And Mahaprabhu said, oh, go on with Krishna Nam. Then your Acharya will make like the game.
Gaur-sundar, Gaur-sundar, what to do? Nidai Gaur-hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur-hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur-hari Gaur. Now what we have to think? The way in which we are going, is it faulty? We may think, what we are, we want to march on. Is anything there wrong? Anything wrong? Oh Lord, oh Gurudev, please show me the real path. Are we going on the wrong way? To our own sincerity, we think that what we are doing, it is not bad, it is good. It is devotional as far as we have understood, as Hare Krishna.
So last night I am told that two gentlemen came from London. That is Swara?
Yes, well, one of my disciples and his wife, they came from London last night. They gave an interesting report that some of the disciples there are not very willing to surrender to the GBC and that they want to come here. So some of them at any rate are coming, about 25 are coming probably tomorrow. But I sent the message back to the GBC, to Satswarup, who's there in London now. I sent the message back through this disciple of mine who came that I'll send these men back when they come, and that I've given instruction for all of them to work with you. But still some of them say that they won't work with you under any circumstances. So then we should perhaps meet and discuss what to do with these few fanatics who won't give up my association.
So you have asked in a general way those disciples to join with them.
Yes.
So again you say they will come here. But
there's 100 of them are there.
100?
Yes, so it's 25 of them were already on the coming on the plane this morning.
Oh.
So it was too late to try to stop them, I thought.